All right. I call this meeting of the City Council to order. Please rise, remove caps, silence phones, and join us in saying the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Would you call the roll, please?
Ernest?
Here.
Glinsman?
Here.
Moore?
Here.
Rangel? Stigers?
Here.
Youngquist?
Here. Okay. First of all, I would entertain a motion to approve or amend the agenda.
So moved.
Thank you, Fran. Second by Elaine. Thank you. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Same sign. Thank you. All right, we have a long consent agenda list here.
I'd like to pull 35 out, please.
Okay, we'll pull out number 35 for separate consideration. Do I have a motion to approve the others?
So moved. Second.
Okay. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Same sign. Okay. So number 35.
We do not have the fire inspection back, so approve pending the fire inspection.
Okay. Is that a motion?
That is a motion.
Okay, who'd like to second it?
Second.
Thank you, Bethany. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Same sign. Great. We have a couple of special event requests. First is hospice and palliative care month for this month of November. Do we have, let's see, we did have some in, is there some? Oh, hello. Hi, Tiffany. Welcome. Do you want to speak briefly about this event? Okay.
You're muted, Tiffany.
You're muted, Tiffany. Or do we need to do something?
Okay, no, that was me. Sorry. November is Hospice Awareness Month. So throughout the month of November, we like to make people aware of facts about hospice and when to contact hospice. And so if approved, we'd like to put bows around the city post uptown with just little facts about hospice and how to contact us on them.
Okay. And there is a little request in our packet. Anybody have any questions? Would anyone like to make a motion?
Make a motion. We approve this event.
Okay. Second. And I'll give the second to Isla. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Same sign. Okay. All right. You've got permission to put up the bows.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Welcome.
And next is Washington Chamber Fall Craft Fair. We've got that information from them with a map and a list of vendors. Does anyone have any question? Anybody here from the chamber? No? Okay.
Motion to approve the Fall Craft Fair.
Okay.
September 7th, 2024.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So do I have a second?
Yes.
That was from Fran. All right. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Same sign. Okay. The ayes have it. Great.
Mayor, yeah. I just received a message from someone trying to get on the Zoom. It's Isabella and then Amy, and they're not seeing us.
Okay.
I don't know. I should be able to get in.
It's the link that's posted on our
website
should be the same.
Website. Yeah, what's on the agenda and on our website should be the same exact thing. Because that's how Tiffany got it. I sent her the agenda.
It's strange that Isabel and Amy are in the same Zoom room. Somewhere.
Yeah, that is weird.
Oh, really?
And they got on when she got on. Just fine.
Did they log out and try logging in again, maybe?
Yeah.
Or reboot their computer or something?
I don't know. I mean, it's the what the thing is. It was what was on our agenda, because that's how Tiffany got on.
Do you think?
We can show them.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll just ask them to leave doing.
Yeah.
Okay. Michelle, are you there?
I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Oh. Did I join at just the right exact time?
You actually, we just approved the craft fair. And I'm hearing myself.
Then I just logged on to say thank you. I appreciate your support.
All right. Okay. Thanks very much, Michelle.
Yep. Thank you.
Technology. Okay. Everybody's echoing. Okay. Let's keep moving. So we did that nuisance report. I think I saw Anna out there. Hello, Anna. Welcome.
Good evening, everybody. Yeah. So for last month, month of October, it was a bit more, slower than the past couple months. But we had about 46 cases to cover, one abatement. We've closed out 21 now. Was 19, and there that leaves 24 open as of right now, and it was 26. And the largest issues would include grass and weeds, and then vehicles that are either inoperable or were left on the grass. So we have to take care of those, or we're working on. Is there any questions you guys have for me?
Anybody have any questions? Do we have a meeting this week, or is that next week?
We should have a meeting this
month. Okay. All right. Anybody who would ever like to attend those meetings? They're at 10 o'clock in the fire training room. And everybody's welcome. Okay. No questions?
Ian Monroe. Still an issue.
Is that on the list?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's got a tow truck in his backyard now. Figured we could use it for the other bit.
All right. You guys have
all right. Thank you. Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
Be persistent. All right. Next presentation from the public. Has anybody signed up to speak?
No.
Nobody? Okay. Everybody else is here for something else, I think. Claims and financials. Kelsey, take it away.
Okay. I did not get any questions ahead of time on claims. Are there any that?
Nope. Think so.
Take a motion. We approve the claims.
All right. Thank you, Elaine. Thank you, Bethany. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same sign. All right. New business. Are we there already? Or did I forget something? Okay. Here's, we've got some new people. Okay.
The link that's posted on our website did not match the agenda. Well, there were two different
things.
Yeah. It's the agenda. I mean, I don't know what it picked up, but it's the agenda, and this is
right.
What's
there's
right.
A link on the website, the page that lists all of our agendas has a Zoom link there, so that must be different from what's on our agendas now.
Oh,
I don't know. I don't post the actual just link. I only post the agendas, so I guess I'll have to look at that.
We'll double
okay,
check
let's look
that.
At the website just to make sure we
can.
Okay, I'll look at that because I don't do anything with that. I just post the agenda.
Okay. All right, well, we'll check into that. Number one, under new business, discussion and consideration of a quote from TATPL for a single camera video detection system. And there is, let's see.
I'm up here to talk.
Oh, okay. Yes.
This is something we talked about in budget and we did it last year. Essentially, all we're doing is each intersection here in town has the old loops in the ground, and they take a lot of maintenance, take a lot of wear and tear of traffic.
Mm-hmm.
They take a beating during snow plowing and salting. It's just kind of out of the times. The new technology is using the camera sensor, which we did right here at this intersection of Washington and Second. And it's been great. We haven't had any issues since we've done it.
Mm-hmm.
So now we figured the next intersection that needs it the most, just because the loops are in bad shape, is Washington and Fort right there at Goodwill.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, you know, that intersection has four or three schools on it, and it's just that'd be the next one we do. So,
and it's all budgeted already.
What's that?
You said it's all budgeted.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Great.
And then the other part of that is the battery backup, which we did not do at this intersection. So my thought was, if that were to get approved, I think we'd probably do the battery backup to this one and the camera upgrade to Ford. And all that is whenever the town goes black, instead of us going out and putting up stop lights at every or stop signs, we actually have a battery backup that will let those continue to work. We've had the city go black a handful of times since I work here, and it's just a pain in the butt. And I'm sure the chief can agree with that. He has all, it takes officers away from things they could be doing during a blackout. And, you know, us in the maintenance department putting up stoplights, it's more of a safety concern than anything, which we already do have battery backup at Walmart. So that's nice. So those do continue to work during a blackout.
So you're proposing getting a battery backup for the new one at 4th. Are you also saying you'd get one for the one here?
Yes.
Okay. Yep. So is that in the quote?
Well, no, that would just be for one of the intersections. We could do it at either one. My thought was that intersection's the one of Second's a little bit more confusing just because there's more turn lanes. And so I would think that one would be our first one. And then next year, when we were to do another upgrade, then we would go and put the battery back up in that 4th.
Okay. Well, seems to have been well thought out. Anybody have any questions?
I noticed in here about the battery backup, it says it lasts 5 hours. And if you want a larger battery, it's $500 extra.
Yeah.
5 hours.
Well, I think I would like to go back and question him on that. Because I thought it was 5 hours per battery. So I have to go back and talk to our guy. And it takes multiple batteries in there.
Okay.
5 hours doesn't seem like it'd be, I would prefer it to be longer than that.
Okay.
But what we could do, so it's not taking as much power, is just go to flashing red. So it's not continuously go cycling through.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you go to flashing red, it doesn't use the energy from the conflict monitor and all the programming. It just basically gives it one control and it's just flashing red, which is, you know, basically like putting up stop signs.
Mm-hmm. I just noticed it says $500 extra if you want a larger battery.
Yeah.
My question is, does it work for $500
extra? I would, in my opinion, it would be worth the $500 extra, but I want to make sure that he's talking about 5 hours in total, or maybe 15 hours with the current batteries, because they put in three.
Okay.
Where are you reading that, Bethany, about the $500 extra? I see it.
Okay.
Under description,
the last
sentence in parentheses there.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'd like to make a motion. We approve the quote for the single camera video detection, which we need desperately. That's a really good upgrade to the intersection.
Yeah.
And does this include the battery?
No.
It's two separate.
Oh, it's two separate.
It's just separate.
Right. Okay. So I've got a motion and a second.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is just a voice vote. So all those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
And opposed, same sign. Okay. We've got to move. So next, I didn't notice that this was separate, but the battery backup system. And what are your thoughts on this? Should we go the extra 500? Do we have it in the budget?
Yeah, we've budgeted for it. I think I'd have to double check. I think we have 35,000.
Yeah.
Or 40, yeah, 40,000.
Okay.
And we figured 30,000 for the upgrade, and then that leaves me 10,000 for anything that arises throughout the year, traffic related-wise.
So
I would motion that we approve the battery backup with the optional $500 if Kyle thinks that that's appropriate.
I think that's a good idea. So he could.
If we don't need it, then we can.
You could go up to 850, and if you don't think we need it, it could be your decision.
Okay.
A second,
good. All right. All right. It's been moved and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
And opposed, same sign. Okay.
Thank you, Guy.
All right. Next, we have got, number three, discussion consideration of approving the Farm to Film Festival to use the city, these chambers, for the film festival on April 20th and 21st. That's a Saturday and Sunday. The film festival did view films here. I was kind of the monitor that made sure everything was going fine, and there were no issues. It's a great way for people to get inside and see the city facilities. Of course, everything was locked. They could use access the restroom and the drinking fountain and get in the front door, and that was about it. So they are asking permission to use this as a venue again. Does anybody have any questions?
I'll make the motion to approve this piece of the venue.
Okay.
Second.
All right. Thank you. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. And opposed, same sign. Okay. next is a discussion consideration to approve a quote from DJ Gongle and Associates for a grit pump for the wastewater treatment plant. Jason, do you have anything to add? You've got your memo.
I mean, it's replacing the same with the same. It's just 12 years old. And it's kind of worn out. Water with grime. So it's just the exact same pump, water, spanning clothes.
Okay. And this is like, you have it in the budget or?
No.
Get it somewhere.
But it's the budget can absorb it.
Okay. All right. And
it's not specifically budgeted for, but there are there is available money in my budget for repair.
Okay. And this is $8,185.10 plus freight.
Yeah.
Okay. Got a motion from Elaine. Question?
Did you get two extra gaskets? Is that right there? They don't charge you for the gas separately.
Yeah, they charge. I think I added it all. It's $180. It's $81.85.10.
But did you get spare? That's, I guess, what I'm asking.
Oh, because they're listed separately for $6.
Yeah, we have a few spares in the drawer. We have some spares.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Glad you're thinking ahead, Isla.
Yeah.
Okay. Did we have get a motion on that? Elaine.
My motion.
Oh, Elaine. Okay. And second is from Bethany. And all those, let's see. Yes. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Okay. You can eyes have it.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you, Jason.
Okay. What is that? Discussion to approve a quote from Wisconsin Fire and Safety Equipment. This is for the foam trailer, and we have Brendan here to visit with us. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. You got a memo in your packet. So this is something that has been talked about for a long time. Used for the railroad funds. It's well equipped for what we need it to do. I did get one other quote with all the loose equipment involved and everything like that. It was about $5,000-$6,000 cheaper with all the loose equipment that we had to buy with it. This one is fully fitted with the stuff that we need. So 4 months to get it. It's built in Kansas. The other one was actually built in Canada. So I don't feel that the service probably would have been as good as this one. So it will be housed in a shed that we're the Fireman Association group is building on the east side over here. So be housed in there. So you got specs, quote, everything in front of you. I said in my memo that we will still have to use. This is not going to take the place of Muscatine Fire Hazmat. This is just a piece of equipment that we are able to use. We still have to have them come over if we have some sort of hazmat incident with that. They will use our equipment when they come. They'll bring some other specialized stuff like suits and decon stuff. This will be So this will allow us also not just railroad, this is, you know, any other manufacturing facilities that we have in our fire district that requires large amounts of foam.
I already own the foam.
Correct.
But it will be stored on the trailer?
Yes. I already purchased all the foam here. I think it's been a year, year and a half ago. So they have already talked to them. They have expressed interest to work with us. They're excited about it. They just have it in drums. So we're just going to pump it on this trailer and have it on wheels. I think one time that we did have to use their foam, that was in Marengo with their matrix. We had this trailer, we just hook onto it and go. There's no laps with the drums. We have to go pick it up.
You have a meeting to pull it?
Yes, we got a new pickup here a few months ago. So okay. I'll pull it. Yep.
Okay. And the funds are coming from the train
railroad money.
Railroad money. Okay.
Yep.
All right.
Since it will be used, I haven't talked to the railroad, but there'll be some training involved with this when we get it closer. So we are looking at a bunch of railroad safety training also in conjunction.
Good.
And the railroad provides that? Maybe?
Yes. And that's free of cost.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
As it should be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Motion from Elaine. Second. And second from Fran. This is not resolution, so all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. And opposed, same sign. Okay,
thank you guys very much.
Thank you. Thanks for all the info.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, lots of info. All right, next is discussion and consideration to approve a resolution naming an assistant chief of emergency medical service. And we had,
again, you have that
memo. Sorry,
you have a memo in your packet about this also. Previous assistant chief VMS, Carrie, has decided to resign. She's become too busy with some of her regular job duties and some personal issues. So she resigned and therefore conducted this search and have the person in front of you. I was hoping she could be here tonight, but there's an incident going on that she can't. So her name is Lacey Porter. She is from, like I said, New Colorado, moved back here, has roots now here in Washington. So is a VR nurse out here, I believe, overnight. So
she's very, very qualified.
Yes. She's very excited too. So she's got some of the emergency side with her at the hospital. So she's also excited to really get to know the emergency stuff on the ambulance side, the field stuff. So very qualified, fits in great with the group.
Okay, make that motion.
Second.
Thank you. Thank you, Isla. This is a resolution, so would you call the roll, please?
Ernest?
Yes.
Glinsman?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
Well, Stigers?
Yes.
Lundquist?
Yes.
All right. Thank you.
Next is a discussion and consideration to approve a resolution of a memo of understanding between the Iowa Department of Revenue and the City of Washington regarding the state set off program. I had to ask what this was because it's changed names. Does anybody else need a little explanation? Or Kelsey, could you give us a explanation?
It's what we call the offset program, and it allowed us to link a previous bill of a water account with their social and submit it to the state. And then when the state issues the tax refunds, if there's enough money there, we get notified and we can take our portion of what they left us with. Okay. So they're just basically switching the departments. The Department of Administrative Services used to have the program, and now the Iowa Department of Revenue is taking it over. So they're just redoing all their memo stuff. And
okay.
Yeah, so it's basically just continuing the program we have used, but
they're making it more complicated. Okay. Does that make sense? Okay, we'd like to make the motion.
So moved.
Elaine, thank you. Okay. Bethany, this is a resolution. So would you call the roll, please?
Glinsman?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
Steigers?
Yes.
Youngquist?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yeah.
Okay. Number eight, discussion consideration to approve a resolution authorizing and approving a lease agreement with DeGage Landon for 6 in-car computer systems for the police department. And Chief, do you have anything to add to this?
No, the memo pretty much explains it. We're due for an upgrade on our in-car computers. We got those 4.5 years ago. Hmm. Almost 5 years ago now, right. Shortly after I started. And we did at that time, we did a 3-month lease, and we had an extended warranty added because they had some issues on getting these new ones in production because of some issues that the company had. However, they extended the warranty for us, so we ended up with an extra extended warranty on those. And it's time to replace them. And it's a budgeted item, and we're already planning the budget to do that starting in January. And I'm told they'll be built in December. So, if with this approval tonight, we'll get that started, and they'll replace that. They will work in our current mounts that we have in the car, so there's no additional expense with that. It's just the units themselves.
Yeah. Very good, and it's a little less per month.
And it's a little less per month than the previous.
That's good news. Any questions?
Yes. In your breakdown here, there's a thing that says docking station for tablet PC is for $100. But what's different than that than the already stuff you've got?
That's the docking. The docking station is the keyboard and mount. It makes the tablet basically a laptop.
Yeah.
And that's the unit that the investigator will have, because he does not have a mount in his car. So that will double, the tablet will double as a laptop with that docking station that has the keyboard for it.
Oh, okay.
And that's why there's just one.
That's why there's just one.
Yeah. Okay.
Is that being leased or is that being purchased?
That'll be purchased with this program. We'll own all of this equipment at the end of the 3 years for a buck.
Okay, got it.
Yeah. Okay.
And these computers run basically 24/7. When the cars are running, the computers are on. So, best practice is to replace every 3 to 5 years. So this just makes sense to have that that monthly fee there.
Okay. There are questions? Motions?
I'll make the motion.
Thank you, Elaine. And who would like to second?
Second.
Thank you, Isla. And it's a resolution, so would you call the roll, please?
Steigert?
Yep.
Youngquist?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yes.
Glinsman?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
Okay, moving on to number 10. Now, the next four items have to be.
Number nine.
Oh,
first.
Shoot. I thought it was being very efficient, and I skipped one. Okay, this is discussion and consideration to approve a resolution authorizing tax abatement under the Washington Urban Revitalization Plan for Washington, Iowa. This 217 West Main. Yes. Okay. And this is something we've done before. This is, they are just approving prior to the improvements being made. Does anyone have any questions?
My only question was just about the timeline. Because this is 5 years out.
Mm-hmm.
And when is our urban plan approved? We just renewed it, I know, but I don't remember how many years.
This is December of 25, because we just did it in 22.
So if that for some reason would not be extended, then would this application be void? Or how does that work with the staggered dates?
It has to be in the urban revitalization area, so we probably have to tell the assessor that it's no longer valid at the end. But they can't start on that schedule, or this is a schedule set by state code.
Right.
Yeah. So So we submit this, if my understanding is correct, we submit this application to the assessor, they just apply for the 5 years. And for some reason, we didn't renew it. We would probably have to tell them to make sure that because that they don't qualify unless it's in an urban revitalization area.
I see Isabel on, so I just wanted to make sure they were aware that there's a little bit of risk then in case we want
But the tax abatement doesn't start till the project is complete, right?
Yeah, you have to get it in. Like, remember that you're like 18 months behind, so you got to get it in early, and you don't want to take your first year of abatement and on no extra value.
Right, right.
75% of zero is still zero.
Yeah. Okay. Isabella, I see that you're on. Do you have any comments or questions or? Oh, thumbs up. Okay.
Yeah. Thank you. I think it's a bit more clear to me now how this works. So, do you need anything more from me?
Nope. I think you've got your paperwork here, and I can't imagine that we wouldn't re-up the urban revitalization plan, because we certainly want to keep our downtown in good shape. So I guess I would call for a motion from somebody.
So moved.
Thank you, Elaine.
Second.
Thank you, Bethany. And this is just a regular voice vote. So all those in favor?
Resolution.
I am on the wrong one. I keep looking at number 10. I'm sorry. So, okay, yes, resolution. Please call the roll.
Moore? Yes. Seigers?
Yes.
Youngquist?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yes.
Glinsman?
Yes.
All right. We've got it approved. Thank you. Next is number 10. Yeah, help me, keep me on.
So 11 through 17 are the ones that are basically all for the pilot housing program.
Right. This received a grant for $400,000, and we're upgrading properties, exteriors in Washington. So the next four are for 312 East Main, and then 14 through 17 are for 424 East Washington. So let's start with number 10, discussion and consideration of a housing rehabilitation program forgivable loan for 312 East Main Street. Let's see that. Let's first
make a motion that we accept the forgivable loan for 312 East Main.
Okay. Got a motion?
I'll second. I have one quick question.
Yes, Bethany?
Just as a reminder, this program has income.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we sought out the people that qualified.
Qualified them even before we applied for the grant.
And ECOG is administering the thing. So,
okay.
All right. So we have a motion and a second. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Okay. Next is 11. This is the construction agreement for this same project with Manny's Eastern Iowa Roofing and Construction.
Make motion accept.
Okay.
Disagreement.
Thank you, Elaine. And who'd like to second this one?
Second.
Bethany. All righty. Any questions? Get that. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. All right. Number 12, discussion and consideration of a rehabilitation contract for housing rehabilitation program. How is this different from the other? Is this with ECOG?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll make a motion we accept this.
All right. Thanks, Elaine.
Second.
Thank you, Bethany. All those in favor of number 12, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. And opposed, same sign. Okay. Then discussion and consideration of an anti-kickback statement for the housing rehabilitation program for this property. I guess they have to prove that there are no kickbacks.
We accept the statement.
Thank you, Elaine. And
okay.
I'll give this one to Fran.
That's fine.
I'm getting hypnotized. All of those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Okay. Next is the property at 424 East Washington. Here, the first item is for the housing rehabilitation program forgivable loan. Number 14?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
please. All right. Okay. And Elaine, you want to approve that?
Yep, I'll make a motion.
Elaine motion. Second from Fran. Any other questions? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. All right. 14 is done. Then a consent. Then here's the bid proposal for the housing, this project at 424 Eastern Washington, $30,202. Questions?
We'll make a motion to accept the bid.
Okay. Thank you, Elaine. Do I have a second?
Second.
Thank you, Bethany. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Okay. 16. This is construction agreement for the housing. This program with Stump Construction Services. Thank you.
Second.
All right, you can flip it up there a little. Okay. Motion and seconded. Those who are in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. And those who are opposed say same sign. Okay. 17. Here's the anti-kickback thing for this same property.
I'll make a motion.
Elaine.
Second.
Bethany. Okay, whoops, I'll get you next. Fran. And all those in favor say aye.
Uh-huh.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Okay. Number 18, discussion and consideration of a resolution authorizing fiscal year-end 2023 transfers.
Motion to approve since it was just a technical.
Yeah.
Oh, so it was like some little.
It was the, I had one account listed wrong.
Right.
Collection instead of capital projects.
Yes, we've highlighted that. So, okay.
Second.
All right. Thank you. Who made that motion?
I
you seconded it. And this is in a resolution, so please call the roll.
Steigers?
Yes.
Chris?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yes.
Brinsman?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
Okay, number 19. Discussion and consideration of payout number 5 for the 22 Washington Water Main Improvement Project. Cornerstone Excavating.
Is this the last payment?
No.
No.
We
haven't
quite
$6 million
yet to pay. Mm-hmm. Okay. We approve application number 5 Washington Water Main Improvement Project, cornerstone excavation for $599,830.80.
Okay. You made the motion. Who's seconding it?
Second.
Isla. Okay. And all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Okay. Now we're down to number 20. the discussion of the change order number 3, East Adams Street Reconstruction Project. And this had a little bit of an increase. Let's see. And the grass is coming up there. On East Adams, I wasn't sure it would. Okay, so the change order increases that by 21,717.40. Anybody have any questions?
Motion to approve the change order.
Thank you, Lila.
Second.
Thank you, Bethany. And this is just a voice vote. So all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Okay. Up to that. Well, last item on the agenda, discussion and consideration of pay app number 7 for the East Adams Street Reconstruction Project. And this is $34,885.63.
Make a motion to approve this pay application number 7.
Okay. Do I have a second?
Second.
Thank you, Elaine. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
And opposed, same sign. All right. That was a lot. Many things. And our old business is still tabled. One.
It's not tabled. What is tabled? I'm sorry.
It's tabled. So
it is tabled.
Not ready to untable it yet.
Do you want to untable it?
Not yet. Not tonight.
Not at this point.
Maybe next meeting?
No, I don't want that.
Oh, we kind of want to we're going to have a discussion, remember?
Oh, yeah. Okay, so that's good. Okay, gotcha. Okay, so let's get some department reports real quick. And Chief, you want to start us?
Uneventful Halloween. Mm-hmm. Officers out the Wise Trunk or Treat. Mark Lukens and the Amateur Radio Club helped out with us for the trick-or-treat around the square, and that group was very helpful with all the parents and kids walking through traffic and blocking some of the lanes, making their time around the square. So that we were thankful to have them there to help us with that. Still waiting confirmation on delivery dates on our two new patrol units that have been ordered. I understand that the Ford factory that they're being built at is back to work, but they're having some delays on whether or not they're going to be 2023s or as ordered, or if they will be in 2024. They're not sure on that yet. So we'll see how that is. I'm not sure. I believe we're good on the price that we ordered with. Last night at our staff meeting, Paws and More and Humane Society, with directors based out of Cedar Rapids, attended our staff meeting and provided us some training on animal cruelty investigations and different resources that they have available. And that was that went over real well with the officers.
Very good.
That's all I have. They're busy right now. Like Chief DeLong said, they had an incident out on Highway 1 in West 5th with a motor vehicle accident with some serious injuries, so they're out dealing with that.
Okay.
Go ahead.
All right. Thank you. Keep up the good work. Kelsey, anything? Kevin, nope. Anything? Deanna, anything?
The only thing I wanted to mention, I thought maybe Brendan would mention it, but we did get an invitation to the Riverboat Foundation Award Night for our fire truck grant. That is going to be November 29th at 6:30 at the casino. We do have to let them know by next Wednesday who and how many people will be attending. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Fran, we'll just go down the line here.
Okay, I got something I want to talk about. The parking spot across from the middle school. There's one horizontal, or I'll call it east-west parking space. And the people that live on that corner in that nasty house park angle. We just changed it to angle parking. So I don't have to keep calling the police to tell them move the vehicle.
Which street is that on?
325
Madison. 4th and Madison.
So it's right in front of their house?
The one right over.
It's just south of the middle school on the very corner. The gray house, it's got the big fire pit in it.
I believe it's parallel parking because of the buses and things that come around that corner and things like that. And they've been, to the best of my knowledge, they've been better at parking parallel in that spot during those school patrol times that I've seen.
You got to go through there at night then.
So what are they doing? Are they parking?
Instead of parking this way, one vehicle, they're parking two vehicles this way.
Really?
Yeah, sometimes three, depending upon who's at the party.
I mean, going out into the street?
No, they're in the parking space, but they're just parked not the way the paint's going.
Instead of parallel, they're parking angled. So that, those spots. Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
I see.
Am I using the right words?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I just find a question, isn't it?
Yeah.
First of all, it's an eyesore to begin with, and then you start parking illegally. And should I bring it up? I don't know if we can change parking lot. And there's no traffic coming up that street. There shouldn't be traffic coming up that street because it's one way.
Right.
So I don't know why that would be a bus issue.
If the buses turn in the corners.
If they're picking out too far.
Yeah, and cars.
Bus drivers need to slow down a little bit, too.
And cars stopping to deliver.
Can you cite one of them?
In a year and a half, you won't have that problem.
True.
And you may want to be
talking about... Oh, no, we'll still have that problem.
We may want to be talking about making both...
I don't think they're moving.
Yeah, if we want to change the angle, we have to change the ordinance to make it an angle parking, because we do identify angle streets where angle parking is allowed.
Okay.
So
that's why I asked.
I'm just saying if you wanted to do that, okay, you have to change the ordinance. But
that's why I asked.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we would know.
All right. Okay. Well, thanks for bringing it up. Good point that we won't have to worry about that too much longer. Yeah. Okay. Well, I just heard today, now this is not happening in the city of Washington, but we're getting this little Dutch market is out where the Willows, Jack Hamilton's, I don't know. What
clubhouse used to be.
Yeah.
Jack Hamilton's clubhouse.
And they had a junkyard there for a while.
Yeah.
And
yeah, the old junkyard.
I think Amish couple from Indiana is going to have a food, a deli, bakery, and coffee shop, and bulk foods and stuff like Stringtown has. So unfortunately, it's not in the city limits.
Is that on Highway 1?
Yeah,
Highway 1.
Yeah, I thought they had a for it out there.
Yeah, I'd heard a little something about that maybe a year ago, but
we'll have to annex them.
I know. Well, let's get ready. Okay. Also, we heard at our meeting, department head meetings this morning, that the library also qualified or was asked to come to the grant reception. So that's also good news. We will be sending out a little survey from the Great Places come in the next few weeks. So watch for it and please fill it out and send it back in if you would. Other than that, I don't have anything. Yay.
I don't have anything.
Welcome tonight. Okay. Isla?
I don't think of anything either.
Okay. Bethany, you're going to close this out.
Today is election day, so thanks to all the poll workers.
Yes.
That's
a long job.
Okay. Yeah. And then I just wanted to bring up the handicap parking that Chief Blackler sent us some information about. I would be in favor of having a workshop about that. I don't know if anyone else is interested, but sounds like there's disagreement between what's marked and what's in our code.
It'd be good to just take a look at it. And
yeah.
Your picture was helpful.
Yeah.
That was his.
Okay. The picture was helpful.
Wow.
And then I also, if we're talking about parking, I think it'd be worth looking at our snow ban parking that we passed last year. I know this is a headache. I would say how the police department enforced it seemed very reasonable, but that was less strict than how the ordinance is written. So I also think that I would like to see us workshop that again and maybe change the ordinance to align with how we're actually enforcing it. I'll just throw that out there.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
So I'll make the motion to adjourn.
All right.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Same sign for those who oppose. All right.
Okay. Thank you.
FYI, we're not going to have a bad winter according to the
storm
tonight. It's going to be above normal temperatures.
Snow.
Well, I didn't say snow. I just said above normal temperatures.
Well, you'll tell if it's not ice.
I don't know if that means more snow or not.
No, they're going to be that little thing that.
Yeah.
I talked to Brendan. Brendan done the other thing yet either. I said,
they're trying to finish up little projects before the weather changes.
Well, I've heard anything, so that's why I'm just trying to nip it in the bud.
Okay.